From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Egypt's embattled president, Hosni Mubarak, is speaking to his nation, pledging to address the demands of the masses who've been part of a 17-day-old uprising against his 30 years of power. In a statement broadcast on CNN, Mubarak is heard through an interpreter promising effective dialogue.
I will not accept to listen to any foreign interventions or dictations.
Mubarak saying he will not be swayed by foreign officials. The U.S. has been pressing Mubarak and his appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman to take more steps to meet the concerns of the opposition. Meanwhile, he also says he will lift emergency laws when security situation permits. In northern Afghanistan, a suicide bomber killed a provincial government official and six other people. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack.
Apparently, without being searched, a man wearing an explosive vest talked his way into the office of Abdul Wahid Omar Hel, head of Chardara district in northern Kunduz province. The explosion ripped through the office building, killing several of the district chief's visitors. Kunduz province was considered secure territory until recent years, when Taliban and other insurgent groups began to take control of areas populated by ethnic Pashtuns and other communities that complained of corruption and abuse by the government in Kabul. International and Afghan human rights monitors increasingly blame the Taliban for the majority of civilian deaths in Afghanistan. More than 2,400 civilians died last year, including over 700 children. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The government is offering another signal that hiring could pick up this year in the United States. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the number of people seeking jobless benefits fell last week to their lowest level in nearly 3 years.
The Labor Department says new claims dropped by 36,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 383,000. Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss says that's significant.
Two out of the last 4 weeks, we've been below 400,000. So it's starting to look a little bit like a trend. And the four-week average is down at 415,000. So that's getting pretty close to normal levels.
The weekly claims data may add to other indicators that point to a gain in momentum in the labor market, but economists say applications need to be consistently below 375,000 to affect the unemployment rate. And some analysts warn that severe weather could have contributed to last week's drop by preventing people from filing claims. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 11 points at 12,229 in trading of just over 3 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index up slightly, 1 point at 2790. And the S&P 500 also up slightly, 1 at 1322. You're listening to NPR News. Influential Republicans are gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, which is likely to highlight an expanding list of possible presidential candidates. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann called on conservatives to build what she calls a three-leg stool to put more Republicans into office.
The fiscal conservative leg, the national security leg, and the social conservative leg to work together. We cannot shun each other for 2012.
Bachmann is considered a Tea Party favorite. Schools in Tennessee are closed and abandoned vehicles are lining a lot of highways. A snowstorm that dumped more than a foot on parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas has left roads frozen over in parts of the South. For members stationed WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer has details.
Travel conditions remain treacherous as temperatures across Tennessee stay in the 20s today. Rapid snowfall starting last night has caused massive traffic headaches, stretching 15-minute commutes into several hours. Police in Nashville reported 60 accidents in the first hour. Meteorologist Mark Richard says temperatures are low enough that brine and salt are having little effect.
Salt only has a melting probability to about 26 degrees. So once it cools, you know, it gets cooler than that, really hard to melt it off.
In a state that often sees just a couple of snowfalls each year, some cities have logged more than 30 days with at least traces of snow this winter. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Recapping our top story, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak addressed the nation moments ago without saying that he would resign immediately. The crowds in Tahrir Square are expressing disappointment, chanting, "Get out, get out." This is NPR News.